This is actually a hymn. It's called I'll Fly Away. I don't know what hymn it is, what hymn number, so you could follow along if you could find it.
Scripture for today, you can find it on page 526 in the Pew Bibles, or you can follow on the screen behind me. You are the God who works wonders. You have displayed your might among the peoples. Thank you. May God grant us understanding of this, his holy word.
Should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion.
Village. God created galaxies, planets, stars, and he saw it was good. God created oceans, mountains, trees, fields of flowers, and he saw it was good. God created elephants, mountain lions, colorful birds, tens of thousands of different fish, beautiful butterflies, and he saw it was good. God created me, and he saw it was good. Who is the most talented artist you know? Some might say Shakespeare or Michelangelo. Personally, I love Taylor Swift. But what if I told you, you know the best artist personally and he cares for you? He is the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and the most amazing artist there was, is, and ever will be. When we think of masterpieces, often we don't mention God's, even though we see them everywhere, every day. God doesn't need a paintbrush or a sketchbook, when instead he is the best finger painter and can use us as his canvas. Every thunderstorm, beautiful day, snowy winter evening is part of his grand design. He's responsible for the Big Blue, the vast Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, the Sahara, Mount Everest, everything from here to there. He's also responsible for the first flower poking through the sidewalk after a long winter,
the birds singing their songs early in the morning, the lovely little ladybug sitting across from us at the picnic table. He made everything big and small, but he loves them all just the same, and they are all beautiful because they are made by God himself. God made us in his own image to live for him when he crafted us with legs, muscles, brains, breath, heart. After seeing the beautiful creations God has made, it is overwhelming to believe that he still loved me enough to create me. Also, I don't always appreciate myself or see the beauty and creativity God used to make me. I am not always the most kind with myself, but I should be. I should be careful of how I talk about someone else's work. I do not think of talking about myself negatively, usually as criticizing God, but honestly, if I didn't, that wouldn't be giving him credit. Without him, I wouldn't have a speech today. This whole speech is borrowed. Every great piece ever composed, every classic ever written, every catchy song on the radio is possible because of him. All of our creativity is from him, and because of his creativity, we were created. Sometimes I look at myself and I don't feel worthy of the love that Jesus has given me, and I feel as if I cannot be used. God then reminds me that that's not true, and there's no such thing as broken tools to him. We are a poem that breathes, a living masterpiece. Just like Mona Lisa or Starry Night, we are priceless. Even though I am always in wonder of how God, who is so powerful and strong, could love someone like me, I must remember an artist always admires their own work.
Good morning, village.
Good morning.
As we all know what the scripture says, indeed our God is the God who works miracles and wonders. He has shown his miracle in different ways, through elements, things, and all sorts of ways. One of the miracles he has shown in the book of Daniel 3, verse 8 to 28, where he saved Daniel's three friends who were sentenced to death by Nebuchadnezzar. These three friends were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refuses to bow down to the goal that Nebuchadnezzar set up. So, Nebuchadnezzar was angry and ordered the furnace to be heated up seven times than usual and commanded the strongest men in his army to tie them up and throw them in the blazing furnace. But with God's miracle, because Nebuchadnezzar ordered his fans to be heated up extremely hot, the flame now burned those men that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace. They now fall into the heart of the blazing fire. Then Nebuchadnezzar was shocked to see four men in the fire and asked his guard, "Didn't we tie three men and throw in the fire?" They answered, "Yes, we did." As he looked in the fire, he could see four men instead of three, which they weren't tied up anymore. Neither were they hurt. And the fourth man looked like an angel. So he went up to the door of the furnace and called out the three men. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego now came out. And the prince, the prefects, governors, royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their clothes were not burned, neither did they smell like smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel to rescue these men who serve and trust him. They disobeyed my command and were willing to give up their life rather than serve or worship any other god except their God. Doesn't this show the wonders of God? Let us serve and trust, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. For he is the God who performed miracles. Let praise be to the God of wonders, of his creation. May praise be to him for his world's beauty, the wide span of ocean, the breathtaking heights of mountain, the inviting greens of large forests, the calming stillness of desert. His awesome magnificence is beyond anything any mind can comprehend. Praise be to the God of wonders.
Good morning, Village.
Good morning.
Okay, the scripture is the wonder of God. God can work many wonders, but he is also a wonder himself. The wonder of God is a beautiful thing and can change people's lives. Today I will talk about how God's wonders can help in many ways, such as dealing with problems in life and getting through difficult times. A few ways you can do that is if you begin to understand just how much God loves you and you receive this wonderful love. You humbly acknowledge that you are weak and dependent on God. You know that his Holy Spirit lives in you. You believe that God's power raised Jesus from the grave, and you believe that God wants to do this same mighty power for the good in your life. This is how you have strength. Strength comes directly from God. It's about your faith, belief, and trust. Every act of God, whether in nature or grace, is wondrous, surpasses over all power but his own. You can only comprehend by his own wisdom. To the general observer, his strength is most apparent. To the investigator of nature, his wisdom, and to the genuine Christian, his mercy and love. I think the core meaning of this Psalms is to always, regardless of the enormity of this of any circumstance, is to remember the greatness of God. After all, we are talking about the one who spoke all things into existence and holds them simply by the power of his word. He is a great God, and we should always remember this regardless of things that go on around us, meaning that everything God does, he does out of love.
I don't have a paper like everybody else. I'm just going to kind of speak. Before joining this church, I used to question my faith, number two, my worth. And I think that the wonder of God has to do with what's within us. You should not wonder. You shouldn't have to wonder what's going on in your life or where things might take you as long as you have faith. I've learned so much being here. I started out in the church choir just as something to do with my grandmother because she moved down here. And I can truly say that it has changed my life. I have truly started to see my worth as a person, and words just can't describe how much I love this church. We're all a big family, and I really, truly thank you. The wonder of God, I can't even speak on it. It's amazing. He can truly change you. And I used to be a bad child. I don't know if y'all know that, but I used to be bad. I truly can say that I have changed my ways for the better. And hopefully I can start building relationships with people who are more positive in my life than negative. And I feel as if I am on the right path because of the wonder of God. I stopped wondering and started believing.
Maybe bow our heads. Dear Father, you are great and you perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. How great are your signs and how powerful are your wonders. Lord, you are high above all nations. Your glory is higher than the heavens. Who can be compared with you, our God, who is enthroned on high? We give thanks because you are near. People everywhere will tell of your wonderful deeds. Lord, we thank you for your salvation, the greatest miracle of all. Thank you for your eternal love and grace. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to break the power of the devil and to bring us hope, health, and healing. Lord, you are good and your unfailing love endures forever. Amen.
Yeah. guided me in the praise field, copying down the scriptures, the songs, and then writing the comments. One of our young ladies has finished her praise journal, and we want to present her with her certificate. So Ashley, come on.
Spread the wonder of our great God. Amen.
Amen.